Okay, Richard, I think we're all set.
Okay, you think we're on?
We are on. Ready when you are.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Lost Arts Radio Live. This is kind of our behind-the-scenes show for you. We just get together once a week. I thought it was a really good idea. We could talk about anything going on in the outside world that you'd like to get into. And there is a way for you to participate. I don't think anybody knows about this show yet, or not very many of you. And this is a holiday weekend. It's Memorial Day, so I'm going to say a few things about that. But once people figure out that we're on live, and in case you're watching the archive, you may not know that, but you can show up Saturdays, at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Sorry for the noise out there, right outside the window. And if you show up on time, then you can participate. And there's a live chat going on I don't know if it's both Facebook and YouTube, but can you let me know which one of those it is, Doug? I think it may be both of them. Which is the live chat, Facebook or YouTube?
Okay. Or both? Actually, both. What they can do is they can go to facebook.com/LostArtsRadio, and okay, they can post a comment on Facebook, and I will see that. I've got that pulled up. And also, the true chat thing is actually on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/C and then another /LostArtsRadio. So if you find us on YouTube, we've got the chat going there, and they're also on the Diamond Disc YouTube channel as well. So those three places, and we just started streaming on Periscope too. However, there's not really a chat function on there.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Also, sometime when you get a chance, let's do an experiment to see whether it works without the letter C, because it's just easier to...
I think it does, yeah.
I got in once that time, so it's just youtube.com/LostArtsRadio, something like that.
Yeah, okay. The official one does have the C in it, but it does seem to work without that as well. So
okay, neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So if you're really attached to putting in C, then you can still do that, so don't worry about that. Anyway, this is a short commentary. We're only up for an hour on this live show, and then we get ready for the club meeting that most of you know about, but I can mention that too. And the most obvious thing today is that it's Memorial Day on Monday, and officially that's for remembering and appreciating people that have died serving in military. Which I do very much. I mean, the fact that most of the wars, almost all of them in modern times, have been started for reasons that the public doesn't even have any idea are going on. Still, the heroism and bravery and courage and attitude of service of the people who died in those operations is not diminished just because of the corruption of the leaders and the rulers. I remember... Jeff Berwick, that I really like, he's an anarchy person who is in Mexico, and he runs events that people go down there. Anarchapulco is what he calls the event once a year. It's got a lot of great speakers. It's not the kind of anarchy where you blow up things and like Antifa. That's not anarchy. That's just terrorism. Jeff's idea of anarchy is more, you get to do what you want to do in your life, and you don't have government dominating you. The reason that I don't subscribe to that approach is that, and the reason that I think the founders of America wanted to have a national government is that our federal government, meaning a collection of all the independent states working together for their own common interests and defense and things like that, was because if you don't have any government at all and you have anarchy, you don't get freedom. You get private gangs with nobody to stop them. And the people who have resources, Jeff and other, you know, successful people in society, you can hire private security. And then you say, well, what's the problem? Anybody can just hire private security. But that's not true. People without resources cannot do that. So that they end up like in Mexico and other places where the government is pretty much totally under the control of the drug gangs and other places like that. It's getting like that in Brazil too, and quite a few other places. It's just that if you had a government that was actually run by ethical people of moral character who had conscience and consciousness, that would be great. And I think that's what they were trying to set up in the beginning of the American federal government. It kind of got diverted and corrupted and infiltrated. But the basic idea was great, that the purpose of government was to protect individual freedom. And so if you really had wars when unavoidable to protect your country or protect the people, you know, who live there, those would be legitimate wars, and they would only be for defense purposes, not like the U.S. is in more than 100 other countries around the world right now to serve the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower and Kennedy warned about. It would be, wars would be fought when there was no alternative. You had already used all the negotiation that you could. You had no hidden ulterior motive to serve the petroleum industry or to create social chaos leading to world government. Those are, you know, motives that are going on now from the rulers. So that's up to the rulers to be ethical and have consciousness. But the people that serve in the military, when they have just the desire to help protect the country, they need to be honored. And so that's the positive side, I would say, of Memorial Day. It's really good holiday, although like all the others, it's probably become hot dog day now, and where you just barbecue and everybody has a good time, which is not bad. It's just kind of forgetting the original purpose of it, plus the fact that there are better things to eat than hot dogs, but that's another subject. So where we are now, which is what this show is about, Lost Arts Radio Live, just kind of a review of certain little chosen points in what's going on in the outside world. We don't have the time and resources like Alex Jones or someone like that to cover, you know, a big piece of the world news. And I've for years been recommending on the other shows that anybody that wants a good news source that is really about what's going on that's important in the national news and the world news, and they want to escape from the brainwashing and programming of the corporate mainstream media, watch Alex's program. He's been on more than 3 hours a day, but now I think it's at 4, 5, 6, 7. I think it's 10 hours a day now. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can figure out how to watch it and listen to it on audio streams, or go to the Ron Gibson YouTube channel, and he takes out some of the commercials and broadcasts an hour and about 45 minutes, and that's a really time-efficient way to watch it, which is Alex is approving anyway, and that's usually how I get to see it. So Ron Gibson YouTube channel, if you want a good news source, instead of watching CNN or NPR or other ones like that, that in my opinion are completely corrupt and not trustable at all, go to the Ron Gibson YouTube channel and watch Alexis Jones on full video there every day. It's really impressive. It's taken him 23 years to build it up to this point, and it's a great news source. Amazing people on there, guests and stuff. Anyway, what's going on in the world right now is this major contest or conflict between light and dark, really, in a lot of different forms. And the dark ones are the ones that are visible. The light ones, a few of those are visible, but the majority working on the light side are not seen yet. I think they will be, but at the moment, if you look around, it doesn't look very hopeful. You know, you've got the global rulers that have been working on world domination for many thousands of years. I've traced it back at least 4,000, but I can see elements of it 15,000 and more years ago. And they were working towards a very focused plan of world domination. And I really didn't understand until the last few years. But it's not just world, domination. It's extermination of life on the planet. And I don't say that in a pessimistic way or being all distressed about it, because that will not help us. Getting extremely upset, fearful, angry, and anger always comes from fear, by the way. Those things get you off your focus, and what you really need, if you want to make a contribution to that, is a deeper self-awareness and consciousness, and then that can add effect and power to whatever you're working on the outside. Like if you're working against, mandatory vaccination or nuclear power or chemtrails or whatever, the amount of effect you can have ultimately depends on who you become, not on the outside, not who you pretend to become, who you really become in your consciousness. So that's first priority. And it's like that old maxim that's often quoted, man, know thyself. And that wasn't a sexist remark, by the way. That was before they went crazy, worried about wars between races and sexes and ages and social classes. That's all distraction. Everybody is the same sort of being underneath their costume. They're playing the role of a male or a female or a person with this color skin or that color skin. Those are completely irrelevant issues. You know, everybody is unlimited consciousness and has the potential to become almost anything you want. Certainly not the little limited, helpless, uninformed beings that we're supposed to be. So when you look at the valiant people that we're honoring for Memorial Day, sometimes you might think it's only the people that were in shooting wars that are deserving of remembering and honoring. But in reality, it's anybody that wants to devote their life to trying to improve things on this planet and serve humanity and all the life forms in the biosphere and get us back to normal, which means that you can be one of the major heroes in the whole thing. You don't have to do anything violent. In fact, it's preferable that you don't. If you can do it through other means, if you can do it by creating harmony in your family or with your friends or at work or at school, or if you're working for an issue, you know, to stop one of these bad things happening in the world and educate people to do something better. If you put in the energy of harmony and self-awareness in there, you will start influencing and changing other people, even if you don't say anything. It's hard to imagine it until you start doing it. And once you do, it's like breaking into a world of magic. But it's just like, you know, the idea of a little transistor radio that was carried around in the 60s, and that was a big new invention at that time, was considered magic by people that never saw one. But it wasn't magic. It was just, magic is not some scary evil thing. It's whatever you're not understanding how it works. So as brave as you want to be, you can discover levels and levels of those things. So, but we look around in the world and see some pretty serious stuff going on. Where, you know, Dane Wigington and Russ Tanner and other many people now in groups around the world are working to let people know about the spraying that's going on. But it's not just for climate. It's, although it is for that, not trying to keep the climate good. It's trying to make the climate bad. That's what they're trying to do with geoengineering. All they have to do is stop if that's not what they wanted to do. And they're not that stupid. They're not very nice, but they're quite clever. And so the spraying is going on to create what's called climate change, so that people will panic about global warming and severe weather, which they're making real, and say, please take our rights away so that we can have world dictatorship and get saved. And it's really, like I said, pretty clever. But if you wake up and if we have common sense start to spread, you can say, well, it's pretty obviously not a good idea, but that's only one part of the motive for it anyway. I bring it up because we're talking about things going on in the world, and that's going on pretty much wherever you live, right over your head, almost every day. I think it would be every day, but they may not have enough planes to cover absolutely the whole surface of the planet every day. So you get some days where they leave it alone and the sky is normal or overcast if they've sprayed enough to make it last like that. But it's definitely not just to create climate change and global warming, which is one of the purposes. It's to poison the entire biosphere, because they don't need dried red blood cells to create climate change or change the climate. And they don't need biological weapons and fungi that have been found in there. You know, it's really obvious that it's to poison the soil and the air and the water and have everybody breathing it. And there's also strong indication that it works with the electronic transmitting systems like HARP and probably NEXRAD and other experimental systems like Brian Cofran was talking about for mind control, and have everybody inhale metal particles so they become more conductive. And it has so many other benefits in their mind. It also makes forest fires and house fires explosive because you've got powdered metal all over everything. That's not an undesired or unexpected side effect. It's part of what they're really proud of with these multi-purpose programs that they're doing, that being one of them. So that's going on. You know, the depth of what I would call a conspiracy to basically destroy normal life on the earth and then destroy all life on the earth is much deeper than some of the conspiracy people realize. It's so coordinated. It's just still amazes me, and I've been familiar with it for a long time. But all these things are connected. You know, I was talking to some of the doctors that are being brave enough, talking to them this week, to come on the air and discuss about what vaccines are really for. Because vaccines are, if we had common sense, we would actually see this, okay? But we're educated and entertained by television and programmed with the movies, and so we can't see what's right in front of us, a lot of us. But injecting poison contaminated with monkey kidney cells and foreign DNA and parts of killed aborted babies and stuff like that, that's what's in the vaccines, you guys. Okay, plus preservatives and formaldehyde and viral material and heavy metals like aluminum. And you know, it's not brilliant to let them inject that into you, but injecting it into your newborn baby is probably even less brilliant than that. So what I'm advocating here while we talk about what's going on in the world is the first step is to, you know, not walk around like a hypnotized zombie. And I've done that most of my life too, so I'm not criticizing anyone for doing that. That's what we have been engineered to do, not by God, but by the global rulers that are in charge right now and really thinking that they're just about to finish us off. But, you know, the body has an amazing immune system that is way stronger than, I mean, it's silly to say it's stronger than vaccines. Vaccines have never prevented disease as far as I can tell. And I've looked at them since Jenner started with them around 1799 or so in the UK. And they were maiming and killing people right from then. And I was talking to the doctors, you know, who really have to consider whether they're willing to sacrifice their life to say stuff like this. I'm just a regular old person, not even a medical doctor. So it's a little easier for me to say this stuff. But if I was a medical doctor, they'd take my license away and, you know, probably move on from there. But we have to tell the truth as much as we can if it'll help people. And so I was talking to one of the really great doctors that has decided to come on the show soon, probably on live stream, actually, by the way. It's going to be exciting. And this is a doctor that has been one of the foremost students of and explainers of what's really going on with vaccines and natural health, things that you can do instead. So that doctor will be on soon. I'm not going to give any identifying information about them now, but it will be soon. Now, I was excited about that. And, you know, what came up is that they're using violent suppression of this kind of information now and really working on censorship, as you know. So we want to try to use not too many of the worst keywords on this transmission so that we'll be here for more than a week. But at the same time, I want to get information to you guys as much as possible. I study a lot about this stuff, but I've been working on it for more than the last 50 years. And I put together a lot of the dots and connected them. And it all comes down to common sense and direct observation. You can do the same thing. You can do as much or more than what I'm doing and see it for yourself. But I'm just sharing some observation with you so that maybe it'll help you and you won't have to go through all the mistakes that I made in trying to figure all this stuff out in your own process. So, you know, you've got all these things working together. The whole medical system, not just vaccines, is killing like more than a million Americans a year just in the U.S. And it's massively more than that all over the world. And yet we're so brainwashed and hypnotized that we are identifying people by their titles, by the costume that they wear, you know, just being really impressed with terminology and fancy words and really long multi-syllable names for things in Latin just to sound fancy. I mean, the church did this at one time too, the Christian church, the Catholic church did it when they were talking about God and Jesus and heaven and all this stuff. They'd make sure and do it in Latin and try to have nobody understand it. And then they'd say, well, this is what it really means. So you don't have to worry about the original lecture that we gave. And that's exactly what's happening in medicine and in many other professions like that, where you go to some form of higher education to get trained. Some of the training may be useful. How to do operations for doctors and save people's lives when they just got run over by a car. And that's great stuff. But their approach to health and disease is a total disaster. And the germ theory that we're all brainwashed with is completely wrong. Not that there aren't germs. There are germs. You can see them if you got a good microscope. Germ is kind of this evil name for them. They're microorganisms. And most of them are there to keep harmony in our body. In fact, there's so many of them living in your body. Your body's like 90% non-human cells and functioning in perfect balance, unless you really mess it up by eating a bunch of poison stuff and processed food and all that kind of stuff, and don't get the sleep that you need, don't exercise. Then the balance of the microorganism starts to change. And it starts to do damage to you because their cues, their electronic and other cues of what to do are changed. And if you really destroy yourself, they'll help you in that process. So we have to learn to get back into harmony with that. But the whole idea that germs, meaning microorganisms, are bad and they're here to destroy everybody. And thank God that modern medicine came in with antibiotics and all these toxic chemicals called medicine, so that you're going to be okay now. And we've got air fresheners and hand sanitizer and all this stuff to try to murder every germ there is, anywhere we can get to them. This is really a misunderstanding. And Pasteur, who's credited with the germ theory, understood that before the end of his life, but nobody was listening when he said it was a mistake. So he said the microorganisms were really there, but they weren't the cause of the problem. It was the sick tissue that was causing the problem, and that attracted the microorganisms to break down the waste that wasn't supposed to be there in the beginning, and then the byproducts of that process made it much worse. So then if you put poison in, you stop that process, you appear to get better at the moment, but you haven't removed the cause of the situation. And that's very much like life in general, you know. As I said, there's a contest between light and dark. And killing dark, which is very understandable that you would want to do that, is really an imperfect way to do this, and it seriously eliminates what you can do. It's like it reminds me of the first Star Wars episode, that where the Emperor wants Luke to kill his father because his father's become evil, so Luke should fight him and kill him, and then everything would be great, and Luke could become the new apprentice that his father had been of the Emperor. And Luke was thinking, wait a minute, do I really want to become an apprentice of evil by killing evil? No, I don't think so. And it doesn't mean that self-defense and fighting when there's no option is not necessary. It's just that there are much stronger ways to operate that don't fall into the trap of becoming part of the darkness yourself. And the darkness thinks they've got us all fooled, and that this is the end scene of a long play that's gone back many thousands of years. And they're working on poisoning the whole biosphere, the earth, the soil, water, the air, and then programming us all so that we'll actually help with the process, be controlled by fear, which is, by the way, not useful for anything at all. And that's a long, interesting subject, but it's counterproductive. And they want that to be what we operate on all the time, so we'll actually become their helpers without even knowing it. So their idea now is kill the whole biosphere. That'll be the ultimate sacrifice. In other words, even if you're just talking about geoengineering, it's way more than just disturbing the climate, which it is for that. But all the extra poisons put in there, they're not meant to be reversible. They're meant to be permanent and completely devastate this place. And they think that if they do it the correct way, by the steps according to the schedule that they have to follow and all that, that they'll merge into cyberspace and become immortal, and everything will be great for them. They'll get to live with the dark power that they're worshiping and be really happy. And it's not going to work out the way they think, but they're making a mess by trying to complete that process. So those of us that would like it not to go that way, we have this responsibility and opportunity to be like the people that we are remembering on Memorial Day, not by shooting necessarily, unless you're in a defense situation where that's unavoidable, but by your attitude and what you do in your life and how you turn conflict into harmony in any life situation that you're in. It's just like we were talking about the medical approaches. Kill the germs, you know, bring in the poison, use the antibiotics, save lives by killing every germ in sight. It's like that in life in general. They want you to have hate and division and blind obedience to a belief system or a religion that tells you to kill everybody else except the people that join your group. I mean, we have to have enough common sense brought back from our subconscious to realize, wait a minute, there's something wrong with that idea that your group is so good that everybody else is subhuman and they all have to be murdered. You do have the ability to see that there's something wrong with that and say, you know, that's really impressive belief system, all right, but I don't think I'm going to do it. And that is the kind of courage that people need, whether it's about a religion that tells you to murder or a medical system that says you got to vaccinate these newborn babies, even though you know, as the nurses that have been on our show have said, that a certain percentage of those babies will go into convulsions and die from the vaccine. So instead of just getting ER ready, maybe you should not give the vaccine. You know, the common sense is their real wisdom that needs to come back. It's not real complicated. But we've got the leaders have been, most of the leaders are really corrupt. Most of the leaders you don't see. And they're not the ones you hear about in the newspaper every day. They're behind the scenes and they're highly corrupt, and they've been attracted to those corporate and government positions by a desire to control and damage other people. So they're all working in incredible organized collusion, which you're not supposed to know about. You're supposed to think conspiracy, false, that can't be true. And the other side that can bring things back to healing is us, which really is you. So the main purpose of the broadcast is to let you know, just remind you that, you know, I've always said that I trust government guidance a lot. I use it all the time. You just have to translate what they're saying. Usually you have to reverse it. I mean, you have to be careful because they might, a government representative or agency might tell the truth sometime by mistake or for some other nefarious reason, but most of the time you can pretty much count on it to be the opposite of the truth. So, you know, it's like when the FDA wants to eradicate raw milk for your safety, it means it's a superfood. When they say everybody has to be vaccinated or the world will be destroyed by plagues, that means vaccination may kill you, which it says right in the package inserts, by the way. In case you're really unclear about that, just read. It says it right on the CDC site. One of the possible side effects is death. That means it could kill you. So the other side of that insanity is you. When they say that you don't even have any Nobel Prizes, most likely, unless Brock is listening right now or other people with Nobel Prizes. Most of us don't have that. Most of us don't have multiple PhDs. We're not doctors, and we're trained that we need experts to tell us what to do because they're the only ones that can really know. So you're taught that you're pretty much completely incompetent. The only thing you're suited for is do what you're told. Okay, well, that's government guidance, right? So trust it. Just reverse it. That means that you are this amazing being, almost without limitation, that came from a source that's not temporary. The whole death thing is highly misunderstood. Our costume may end, but not you. You have it up to now. You're not likely to in the future. The biggest fear of the rulers, and they have a lot of fears. That's their main emotion, is fear. That's what all the other things that they put out are masking, is massive fear, because their deepest level of their consciousness, which is the same as us, knows that they're making some pretty serious mistakes, and that generates fear, and they try to avoid that as much as possible. But the fear that is the biggest fear that they have is that you will become self-aware. So I would say, great, take that as guidance and take that as your direction. So if harmony is our natural state and it's the essence of what we want to do to heal the world, no matter what problem you talk about, whether it's GMOs, or if you understand more about agriculture, chemical farming in general, or geoengineering or nuclear power or war or the fake media or any of these things that are really hurting people, if you want to help fix those things, yeah, you can work on projects to do that. And there's some really great projects going on. But the scope of what you will accomplish and the depth of how much good you can do, that depends on your consciousness. So the main thing that you have to do, no matter what issue you want to work on, is look at yourself. You know, instead of looking only at, well, we're using geoengineering as an example, instead of looking only at the people who are hiding that it's going on or misrepresenting what it is, or the pilots or the fake scientists that we've heard a lot on YouTube, or the people in agencies that say that it's nothing, it's just ice crystals and all that. Yeah, we know about that and we can work with that. But the main thing, as time goes by, that we need to really look at to have a chance to change it all, as counterintuitive as it sounds, is yourself. And so you really want to get into that and see where you can upgrade your own consciousness, because that unleashes power and normal abilities that we've forgotten about a long time ago. And a good place to start on that is your own physical health. And the authorities obviously agree with that because they're doing everything in their power to possible to destroy everybody's health. They want you addicted to multiple toxic chemicals called pharmaceutical drugs. They want to radiate you with the new 5G system, and even the old 4G system is carcinogenic. We had Dr. Paul on the radio and explaining all the bad things that this does to biological systems. Fortunately, Alex Jones and others have fully gotten into exposing what's going on with 5G, and I think we're going to be supplying him with some more great guests on that. But it's important that these things be turned around. We take their guidance that they're trying to do all these things to destroy health, which includes your ability to think, your consciousness of just about anything around you. You turn into a zombie. So take that as guidance and say, you need to develop your clarity, your high energy, your great immunity, so that you don't have to worry about getting old in the usual way or getting degenerative disease or infectious disease, because that's not a question of genetics or microorganisms primarily. It's a question of your natural resistance. So you need to learn ways of bringing that back. All the things that are happening in the outside world right now, they come back to the same thing that they're giving you all these different reasons to pay attention to, which is look at yourself, watch your thought patterns, your emotional patterns. Yeah, other people are doing a lot of crazy things, but you're only responsible for what you're doing. And whatever that is, it comes from the programs that are running in your mind day and night, thought patterns and emotional patterns that are actually recorded programs that keep you in a very limited awareness, and you need to break free of that. So, as I said, last weekend we had Dr. Martin Paul on the show as an expert in what the microwave transmissions do to the biological systems of all kinds, primarily your body, your brain, but also animals, also birds, also insects, trees, plants. Even trees are hurt by the microwave frequencies that are weaponized. And if you want to get a little more context for that, look up the archives on Lost Arts Radio of Barry Troer, who has been on the show many times. And he's explaining that this is a weaponized frequency that was known and used prior to World War II and has been greatly perfected since then, as is now being used against us, not only in America, but all over the world. And the 5G system is the idea to roll this out so that there's transmitters right near everybody, and it can disrupt the electrical communication between cells in your body and in the bodies of bees and birds and plants, as we said. We need to get that to be stopped. But one of the things in the meantime, while we're working on a way to stop it, which we'll talk about in a second, you want to raise your immunity to it as high as you can, get your energy as high as possible, not with drugs or anything like that, but by letting the normal high energy come back into your body from learning how to take care of it. And as far as stopping it on the outer level goes, this weekend's guest tomorrow night, Sunday, is a man calling himself 4G, that's great. 5G, no, it's Paul G. That's a different kind of G. And he's actually been connected with people who have had some success in local communities in stopping the installation of the 5G system and the new infrastructure. It is still going ahead in most places, but if people could learn from his experience that was positive and then see how to apply that in their own community, this is what could be done on the external level, while the people involved in it are working on the consciousness level too. So I really encourage you to tune into Lost Arts Radio tomorrow night. That's Sunday. at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, and you can go. You can hear it on blogtalkradio.com/LostArtsRadio, and it starts at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night. That's going to be a good class, and I think we're probably going to have other people on after that who are other kinds of experts that have had some success in stopping the 5G or at least slowing it way down while we work on permanent solutions. And I urge you to stay up with our announcements of upcoming shows that are all on Blog Talk and are on LostArtsRadio.com. So also, if you're listening to this as an archive, which most of you probably will be because most people don't know about this show yet, if you tune in live at 4:30 p.m. Saturday Pacific, 7:30 Eastern, you'll be able to actually interact with us. And there's an ongoing chat on both, as we mentioned, YouTube and Facebook on the Lost Arts channels. And I'm inviting you to come talk about what's going on in the world. What's going on in the world? It's going to make it an interesting discussion, and we're open to whatever your point of view is on that. If you want to get into working on the consciousness aspect on a really focused level, then check out what we're doing on Saturday nights, which tonight is going to start in a very short time, about 45 minutes from now. But you can still get in at lostartsradio.com/club, C-L-U-B, and it tells you about how to get access. It's a private section of the show once a week on Saturday night for people that want to just get right into their own situations, what they're dealing with in health and life and other situations, not looking for medical advice, because if you want that, you just go and get it from your doctor, and drugs and surgery and chemotherapy and stuff like that. What we're talking about is sharing information about how to deal with some of these things without the medical approach. Interesting stuff from ancient times that is adapted to now that you're free to share with us, and it's going to be interesting. So you're invited. LostArtsRadio.com/club. And let me see if there's anything else that I wanted to bring up to share with you. I think that was pretty much it. I just wanted to wish you happy Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're having a good time and get some time off work to share with family and friends. Yes, Doug.
We do have actually a few questions, but one in particular from the chat, if you want to address that.
Yeah, I'm just not used to anybody actually listening yet, but I'm glad if somebody...
I know. This is our friend Rob Rubin.
Okay, hi, Rob. Welcome.
He says... detoxing the pineal gland, does Richard participate in or recommend singing bowl meditation, not just for detoxing pineal glands, of course, but believed to be a byproduct of meditation?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
And I guess it's okay if we talk about some of this stuff in addition to what's happening in the outside world, because they're definitely connected.
Sure.
And we got a few minutes left. Music has a really powerful impact on your body and actually on everything. And again, government guidance, right? Because what do they want to use on inconvenient gatherings of human beings? Sound cannons, right? That definitely brings back law and order and harmony. Well, not harmony, but it's because sound has an overpowering influence on people, and it carries an energy in it. That is on a whole spectrum of dark and light, and you can use it for any good or bad effect you want. And I've seen some really good effect from those bowls, but other kinds of music and sound and harmonious audio of any kind really does help you. And some people use it for meditation. There's also the subject of internal sounds, which are... that's a vast subject. I mean, there are whole systems of meditation that are based around tuning into an internal sound, which is actually going on all the time. In fact, Dr. Morse has talked about it. When when he was on our show and some of his other videos and things, but I was aware of it a couple of times when I went to India and I was studying with these spiritual teachers of various kinds, some of whom were using a meditation built around light and sound, which is exactly what Dr. Morse is actually talking about. He's about more than just eating fruit. But that's a whole other level of sound. You don't even need a bowl for that. And you don't even need a musical instrument. It's playing all the time. It's vibrating in every life form. And you can audibly hear it once you learn how to tune into that. So those are powerful. But as far as detoxing the pineal goes, one of the most important things about that, and detoxing the pineal is important on a biological level for going with better perception and tuning into subtle levels of things that we don't usually pick up, that are, they're not anything out of the ordinary. It's just we're out of the ordinary because we don't perceive much of anything that's supposed to be normal anymore. In fact, we're afraid of most of it now, thanks to the programming of the government and religious rulers that have made you afraid of everything, including God, by the way. And anyway, the pineal starts to detoxify when the body starts to detoxify. So the good harmonious kinds of sound waves are great, but the main thing is what you're doing to your body every day and what you're talking about with the programming that's running in your mind, the thoughts and emotions that we think are ours and we never pay it a second thought. They're not yours. Sorry, but reality is really something very amazing. And the run-of-the-mill thought patterns that we have are not what they could be, okay? So I'd say if you want to decalcify your pineal, the good music is great, but you cannot avoid having to look seriously at what you're eating and drinking and breathing every day. And whether you're getting sunlight exposure, that's critical. That's why the government tells us wear sunglasses and long sleeves or else the sun's going to give you cancer and kill you, right? I mean, I don't want to get into that too much on this public forum. That's in our club meeting, but you need it, okay? Government's telling you that if you know how to translate. You need the sunlight, fresh air. You need three kinds of exercise. You need as much fresh, whole, organic, raw, live food as possible. Start moving away. You will totally move away from anything that's not at least organic. That's like a bare minimum, and you want it to get more highly mineralized and local if you can. And as much raw as possible, because that's where all the primary life energy in the food is. When you subject it to heat above about 115 degrees Fahrenheit, then it loses most of its vitality. Yeah, you absorb more of it, but it's a mistake to think that that's more nutrition. That's more very low-grade nutrition. The high-grade nutrition is in raw food, and Marcus Rothgren has a lot to think, a lot to contribute about that. He's got tons of free videos online talking about it. He's got a book called Heal Yourself 101 that is a really good book, worth buying, but you can get a free version of it just by looking up the PDF on a good search engine. I don't use Google ever, but you can use one like DuckDuckGo. I wish they had an easier name for people, but that's the best one I've found so far. Startpage is pretty good, but DuckDuckGo is more detached from Google than Startpage. And all these things that you do for health, every single one of them has an effect toward decalcifying the pineal gland. And if you do, if your body's really toxic and you go on juice for a while, making the juice fresh right before you drink it, mostly vegetables, not a lot of sweet stuff too much. And that helps, definitely. So it's you know, the music and other specific things are good, but you don't want to get sidetracked into thinking that that's the whole thing. Every detail of your lifestyle, you know, the sunlight is a really big one, by the way. These are critical if you really want to work on the pineal gland. You don't want to live in the shade. You've got to get used to it gradually. And in order to be able to stand the sunlight and use it well, you have to detox your system, because the sunlight draws stuff out of your skin. Your skin is this big elimination organ that if your other elimination organs are plugged up, which they almost always are, then the skin is called in to act as a backup elimination organ. And as the toxic garbage and acids are coming out through your skin, it can cause problems on your skin, which are then blamed on the sun. And they say, well, the sun is terrible for you. It creates skin cancer. What I found is that even now, with the ozone protection highly compromised by the chemtrails, once your body is clean, it almost won't burn at all. I mean, it'll handle it just fine, and it'll still use the energy. It's just like the ground electricity has been really polluted by all the dirty electricity from buildings and stuff, but grounding still helps people. So you don't want to stop exposure to sunlight or grounding because it's not as clean as it should be. It's still necessary for life. And so is the best kinds of food and drink and exercise. Those are all critical if you want to detox the pineal. So don't get stuck on just one thing, but use them all. And meditation and learning how to relax more and more and more deeply all the time, not just when you're sitting and officially meditating, but all the time, is critical for that too. Because tension versus relaxation generates completely different kinds of hormones. And you want the kind that will help you. So anyway, I don't know if anybody else had any comment or question, but that was a great, you know, subject to bring up about the pineal, because it's important.
I have to turn my microphone on in two places to talk to you here.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So let's see. That was the main thing. And then Rob also said that mainstream disinfo narrative is so egregious with intent to cause so much harm. Curious if Richard is familiar with the Trivium Solution thread. Speaks to social engineering and predictive programming by Dwayne Hayes.
No, why don't you send it to us?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I'm not familiar with that either.
Okay, I hadn't heard of it. There's so much to keep up with. I mean, I know for myself, I'm racing to try to absorb all this information, keep up with news. I review all the guests and the shows that Alex has every day, and then I'm reading as much as I can. I've got 10 books waiting that people have sent me to read right away. And but the most important is to work on yourself. And so I really encourage people, if they're serious about doing that, one way you can get support and help with it is the club environment that we just set up, that starts at 6 o'clock in half an hour Pacific time or 9 o'clock Eastern. And if you want to get into that, go to lostartsradio.com/club, and you can quit anytime you want. There's no obligation for it or anything, but it's going to be really helpful. There's things that we can talk about with a little bit more security in that environment than we can on the public forum. But even if you don't want to do that, just start working on yourself. Really look seriously at your every detail of your daily activities, because the way it's constructed here on the physical plane that we call reality, you know, the way it works is that absolutely everything we do has an effect. It's the basis of what the Eastern belief systems call karma. Not just belief systems, some great teachers that actually saw it in operation. It's this reaping what you sow kind of thing. It's not because you've got some class monitor watching and just going to throw the punishment on you if they can catch you. You know, if God happens to see you and if you don't get away with it, it's much more sophisticated. It's in your own consciousness, directly tied back to the source. And you can't get away with anything from that, because it's part of you. And it wants you to get back into harmony and back to connection with where you came from. And so it has to let us experience the results of everything we do. So if you want to take advantage of that system and benefit from it instead of just having a really hard time, you start watching yourself and watching the thought patterns that run through your mind all the time, realize that they're programs. And then what we'll talk about in the club is how to redirect those in a way that if they become an ally instead of a detriment. And then you can accomplish pretty much whatever you want. So anyway, that's the idea. Remember the show tomorrow night, which is the one with Paul G on practical ways that he's found that could help in stopping 5G. And if you haven't heard it, make sure and go back and listen to Dr. Paul from last week, P-A-L-L, on the biological effect of microwave radiation. This is not to get you upset. It's to let you know that you don't want your kids around it. You don't want your kids in a school that puts it in the classroom. You don't want a router, wireless router in your house. Turn it off. Wire everything, solid wires. And, you know, become aware of the things you can do. And that's a great start. It'll make you a lot stronger. And then you'll see the next step. So anyway, thanks for watching either live or in the archive when most of you are discovering it. I'm actually looking for people that can help us make this show and especially the club show, the private one, more known to the rest of the world. So any of you that have expertise in that, let me know. It's what we need to do now to get this out to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great to get people to share this show. It's just an hour long, and I think most people can probably work an hour into their schedules most of the time.
Yeah, at some point. I mean, even if you can't be there live.
Yep. So,
anyway, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. And for those of you that are signed up or that go to lostartsradio.com/club, we'll see you in about half an hour from now. Okay? Otherwise, see you next time.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.